Here is the Calliope Quartet.
Thank you.
The Calliope Quartet, and we'll give you a chance to meet them in just a few moments as they settle in. And I'm going to ask you, in addition to identifying yourself, to tell us the piece that you just played. Could you just give us a your name, the school you go to, if you've got any shout-outs, this is the perfect time to do it.
Hi, I'm Pearl. I go to Winchester Thurston, and I'm a senior. And we just played Alexander Borodin's second string quartet in D major.
Now, before you pass the mic, I'm just curious. You're all from different schools. Do you get to play together very often?
Yeah. So we're all in the same orchestra. We're in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony. And then we were matched, and we formed this quartet through Youth Chamber Connection, and we have rehearsals weekly.
And because you're in 12th grade, although I'm going to ask you all this, I'm going to ask you the what's next question that you're constantly asked. Do you know what life will hold for you after you graduate?
Yeah, I'm not sure where I'm going to go to college yet, but I know that I do want to continue music somehow. I want to either form a quartet or some other sort of chamber group in college, or join an orchestra, I think.
Excellent, regardless of whatever your chosen major is or field.
Yeah.
Why do you think music's so important?
Well, I've done it for a while. I started playing violin, I think, at age 5, and I'm 17 now, so for the past 12 years. And it's been such a big part of my life for all of those years. And it's provided me with so many great opportunities and amazing friends, and it's something I definitely want to continue.
Well, I admire you for that. Thank you. Now you may pass that microphone along. And who are we meeting?
My name is Michelle Young, and I go to Mount Lebanon High School.
And you are 15 and
yes,
in 10th grade. How long have you played violin?
I think I started when I was 8, so 7 years.
Now, I'm curious. Was it hard at the beginning?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of screeching at the beginning, not many correct notes. But
do you have any advice for somebody learning an instrument?
Just like stick with it, really. Like, it really does get better. It just takes time.
And have you thought about life after high school yet?
Not really. I'm just trying to get through high school first.
Yeah. In 10th grade, it can be... Mount Lebanon High School starts in 9th, right?
Yes.
So 10th grade's probably a little better than the 9th grade transition. Anybody you want to acknowledge at all?
Just like my parents for like supporting me all these years with violin.
Excellent. Now, let's meet our next student, who is Claire, I believe. Take it away.
Hi, my name's Claire Cho, and I'm a senior at North Allegheny Senior High School.
And any shout-outs or hellos?
Definitely shout-out to my parents, because they've supported me in like playing the viola for the past 11 years.
Now, the viola is tuned differently than the violin. I think, always are wondering about that. It's bigger, not by much. Did you start playing viola?
Yeah, I started on the viola.
I always think of Youth Chamber Connection founder Laurie Cunningham's son, who plays viola, who says he took it because, you know, market share. There's fewer viola players out there than violin players. I think he was joking. Although, if you know Jimmy, I sometimes think he might have been serious. What attracted you to the viola?
So I actually did not know what the violin was, and I thought the viola was like a main instrument. So I actually learned what a violin was later, but I really enjoy playing the viola, as it's like the alto sound.
Yeah, I like it. It's got a warm tone to it. Do you have plans for after graduation, this being your senior year?
So I don't know where I'm going to college yet, but I'm interested in like still playing music, and I'm also interested in the healthcare profession, so that's what I want to do after high school.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you, and we're going to meet the cello player next, and it's easy now that you've heard everybody else. I'll let you take it away.
Hello, my name is Sarah Voigt, and I am a junior at Shadyside Academy.
And you, most cellists I know, fell in love with the instrument early in life. Is that the case for you?
I think I definitely fell in love with the cello early on, but it was actually by chance that I started playing cello. I went to pick out an instrument, and the only ones I could try out were guitar and cello, so I figured I would do cello.
Makes sense. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Probably my sister. My sister used to play viola, and I used to watch her, and I was very inspired by her, and I think that's why I wanted to start music.
Wow, nice. There. What's her first name?
Katie.
Wonderful to hear that. And I know it's your junior year, but have you thought about what you might want to focus on after graduation?
Yes, I definitely want to continue with music after college or after high school, either through an orchestra or a quartet, like Pearl said. And I'm also interested in studying a humanities subject like English or history.
Excellent. For what it's worth, I think those are really important topics. When I graduated high school, so many people were stressing STEM fields, which matter too, but knowing how to write and critically think and some of the things you pick up in humanities, I would never undervalue those topics. Not that you ask for my opinion, but I'm going to give it to you. You guys must have a coach who helps you. Is there somebody that helps to you to play together and sort of cheer you on, a musician?
Yes, we do. We've had two coaches in the past. The first was Irene Chang, who is a PSO violinist, and now we have a PSO cellist.
Wow.
As our coach.
It must be wonderful to learn from either of them and to be able to get close to a professional symphony musician. Do any of you have something that you wanted to say that I didn't give you space to say, or that maybe you wish you had said?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, thank you for being here today, all of you members of the Calliope Quartet. And Alyssa Hensley coordinated today's performance. If you're wondering about Youth Chamber Connection, you can go to their website, youthchamberconnection.org.